Our daily work. At home, we write sentences and sight words almost daily. Sight words are words that do not follow normal phonics rules or follow rules that have not been introduced yet. After many, many months, we moved past letter sound cards, but still do sight word cards and cards for the rules she is having trouble with. We've been doing some of them for a couple years. She also reads daily. She used to fight this because it is so hard. We struggled with various rewards. Finding the motivator that works for each child is important. That often changes in our family. For a while, she got a piece of gum for a set number of minutes of reading. As she became more competent with reading, she didn't fight so much. Actually, she really likes gum. So for a while, sometimes asked to read 2 or 3 times a day so she could earn some gum. She also asked me to rub her legs while she read. We now usually snuggle together on the couch with me rubbing her leg while she reads. It's really quite lovely, and we're making memories I will cherish forever. I hope she will cherish them as much as I already do. It's a year later, and now I brush her hair as she reads. If she stops reading, I stop brushing. She must now read 7 pages a day. It used to be 3 pages a day, then went up to 5, and eventually 7. Then I made the font in my books smaller. The advanced steps had longer stories, so were getting so expensive to produce that I decided on a slightly smaller font so I could lower the prices. This means she is now reading more with those 7 pages a day. We also don't write so often at home these days. She writes twice a week with her tutor and twice a week with me. She was fighting the writing so much that I just didn't want to do it. I decided that twice a week at home was bearable for both of us. She still resists sometimes, but since it's not every day, it's not so hard for either of us. Fluency and comprehension. Fluency is when you are able to read quickly and accurately. My daughter's teacher has done repeated reading exercises with her to build fluency. She has her read the same text for 1 minute multiple times. Each time she reads just a little bit more. Here is a video demonstrating this procedure. This child's reading is obviously quite advanced. Echo reading is where I read a section of text, then my daughter reads it back to me. We then read it together. This way she learns the cadence of reading out loud. You can read about other methods at Building Reading Fluency in Dyslexic Readers or A Focus on Fluency. Comprehension is the understanding of what you read. Fortunately, my daughter has average to above average comprehension, so her teachers have not had to work on that. She will frequently ask me appropriate questions about the story she is reading, even if she is having trouble figuring out the words. Put reading first. The research building blocks for teaching children to read, kindergarten through grade 3, is a guide to the teaching reading process. It includes excellent information on both fluency and comprehension.